All right, let's get to a setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
Oh, this is an example of what not to do, or right. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in, or an oh my gosh, how did that happen?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without bringing a gun into the MRI exam room, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh, how did that happen?
Well, for one, okay, no one got hurt seriously.
That's good.
But yeah, one. You're at an exam room. Why do you need one of those?
You don't need that. You keep it in the car or something.
57-year-old woman. She managed to make it through security and into the MRI exam room.
Oh, wow.
And, okay, so if you don't ever know or you don't know what an MRI is, there's one major rule. You can't have anything metal on you, including clothing.
And I think that you go into a changing room and you put on like a little gown thing. So how there doesn't have pockets. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
How it got that far.
Clearly a loaded gun would be off limits. But according to the report, this 57-year-old lady was screened prior to the exam and explicitly said no when asked if she was carrying any firearms. So not really known if she had a permit for it or not.
They
but
asked her point blank. Okay.
Uh-huh. And during the MRI, the gun discharged and hit her right in the right buttocks area.
Ow. Oh, she literally got hit in the butt.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Fortunately, her wounds were described as very small and superficial, but she was lucky. And
but did it damage the MRI machine?
Yeah, you got to think. Holy cow. Yeah. I mean, that the whole thing was just like, wow, dodged a literal bullet there. But setting the bar. If you have an MRI exam on the books, know that you can't bring your gun into it, okay?
Yeah, no, you can't wear earrings, you can't wear rings, necklaces, and you can't bring your gun.
Yep. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.